So the T2G set of orbitals is called a triply degenerate set of orbitals. The T is effectively standing for a triplet. The EG, because we only had two orbitals in it, it's called the EG, it's called the doubly degenerate set. So you can put a little star beside this type of diagram. I'd like you to be able to draw this sort of diagram. This is saying that we have got an energy axis here. Here is our transition metal sitting on its own. It has got five orbitals, which are degenerate, all of the d orbitals. We then bring in the ligand, which we call turning on the ligand field. As the donor atoms come in, then the electrons on the ligand start to interact with the transition metal electrons. And at that point, then, we've got a perturbation. So we've brought the energy of our 3D orbitals up, as we brought that electron density towards them. And then when it gets close enough, we then split apart the five degenerate orbitals into the T2G set, sitting at lower energy, and the EG set sitting at higher energy. Now this makes sense because the donor atoms were going to be pointing at the dz squared and the dx squared minus y squared. So as the orbitals have got electron density in them and the donor atoms have got electron density, like repels like, the energy of this set goes up. So that's why the EG set is higher in energy. And obviously these ones here, because there's no interaction then between the donor atoms and the orbitals, then the energy of these ones drops. Now, why this is called crystal field splitting energy is because this gap here between the T2G set and the EG set, that delta is referred to as a crystal field splitting energy. So I'm expecting that you can generate that diagram and draw a picture